Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is John and Deanna with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a woman and two children have been confirmed dead in a Gladstone house fire. Emergency services were alerted to the fire by neighbours and arrived just before 6 a.m. at the house in Tallulah, Gladstone. Two crime scenes have been established, one at the house and at a second address on nearby Trevally Street.
A new study has found that trees in the tropical rainforest of Queensland are losing their ability to absorb excess carbon dioxide. Contrary to the historical assumption that these areas were considered carbon sinks, meaning they were taking in more carbon per annum than they released, the study has showed woody biomass was now a carbon source while trees are dying more than they were at a cause from climate change. Dr. Carl from Western Sydney University notes that Queensland rainforests are not able to take advantage of atmospheric CO2 because they are limited to what they can get from the soil, as well as other climate extremes that would be limiting growth.
And in national news, an Australian military surveillance plane has reportedly been deployed 45 times to aid Ukraine in the last 3 months. The support runs through the North Atlantic Treaty Organization to monitor Russian activity, which was carried out by a Royal Australian Air Force E-7A Wedgetail aircraft. The aircraft and its team have been on patrol on multiple instances throughout September when Russian jets violated Estonian airspace, and on the night where Ukraine suffered drone and ballistic missile attacks. A NATO official said some Wedgetail missions involved the crew scrambling to respond to potential threats, while the rest were scheduled patrols.
A number of families are being pushed into housing stress in the Northern Territory as cost of living concerns continue to climb. Household bills and fuel prices have soared to near Sydney prices as homeowners are forced to put their homes on the market as costs climb to unaffordable levels. Living day-to-day has become a state of survival mode, especially for low-income households, now labelling Darwin as the second most expensive place to rent in the country. The NT Council of Social Service report found that job seekers would spend almost 100% of their payment on a one-bedroom unit, leaving just $20 to survive on.
And in international news, the leader of Madagascar's recent military coup, Colonel Michael Randrianirina, has announced he is assuming the position of president in a media interview at his barracks. On the back of student-led protests against the government, Colonel Randrianirina led soldiers to oust President Andre Rajoelina, who has since fled the country in fear for his life. Colonel Randrianirina told the Associated Press he expects to be sworn in as the country's new leader in the next few days. This is at the invitation of the country's high institutional court in the absence of Mr. Rajoelina. Colonel Randrianirina said armed forces would be in charge of Madagascar for between 18 months and 2 years before any new elections were held to elect a president.
For your weather today, Brisbane is cool and cloudy. It's currently 22 degrees with an expected maximum of 24. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is projected to reach 9, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.